Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzer today with Bob Stallman of the American Farm Bureau. Back with Bob after this.
Hi, this is Rob Botter with Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety and quality and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
You know, neighbors, every time you feel the wind blow around here, it's a reminder there's power waiting to be harvested. At P&K Wind Energy, they've got high-quality endurance wind power turbines for your home, farm, or business. Contact Monty Taylor, P&K Wind Energy Specialist, at 580-542-9026, and he'll give you complete information. Monty's phone number again, 580-542-9026. Harvesting the wind, P&K Wind Energy. The U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance put on something called the Food Dialogues, a multi-location town hall meeting that was also seen via the internet across the United States and around the world, talking about food and agricultural issues from a consumer point of view, as well as from a farm and ranch point of view as well, yesterday. And one of those participating was the chairman of U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, the president of the American Farm Bureau, Bob Stallman, who's a cattle rancher and rice farmer from the state of Texas originally. And Mr. Stallman seemed to catch several questions regarding agriculture, especially about cattle operations, including consumer concerns about antibiotic use in animal agriculture.
Well, let me just go personal with this one. Actually, I use subtherapeutic doses of antibiotics and a weaning ration for the breeding heifers that ultimately turn into our breeding stock on the farm. And we do it for about 30 days. And the reason we do it is very simple, is because it keeps the animals healthier than they would be otherwise, because weaning, whether it's a human baby or a calf, is a stressful a period of time for an animal. And so making that transition and having that subtherapeutic use for that brief period of time does bring health benefits. Otherwise, you would have sick animals that you would have to be treating with acute for therapeutic doses for acute conditions. And so that's why we do it. Other than that, I don't use them on the farm. But there are reasons for doing this, and I think that's part of this dialogue, is to explain the reasons that they're used. Farmers and ranchers are always looking for ways to improve. In a perfect world, we would like to farm and ranch without any inputs, because inputs cost us money. The reality is that's not going to work very well. So we want to minimize the use of things that do add to our input costs. But at the same time, we have a responsibility, I think, to keep, in the case of animals, the animals as healthy as possible.
And speaking of that responsibility, Bob Stallman, a little later in the town hall meeting, addressed the whole concept of humane treatment of animals and trying to improve our best management practices.
Well, it's interesting, the survey that we did comparing a farmer and rancher values and consumer values is that we're both very committed and interested in the welfare of animals, humane animal production practices. So I think it's very clear from a producer standpoint that we're going to respond to that. And as we try to meet the challenge of producing ever more amounts of protein, in the case of animal and meat particularly, we will have to figure out ways to improve on what we do. And
Bob Stallman, president of American Farm Bureau and a cattle producer from Texas. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, neighbors, want to remind you about Express Ranch's Rancher's Bull Sale coming up Monday, October 3rd, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 500 head will sell, 250 top-notch Angus bulls to be offered, along with 250 commercial spring-bred heifers, including females, from the historic 666 Ranch in Texas. For more information, check out their website, expressranches.com, or call them 800-664-3977. The Rancher's Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Monday, October 3rd. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.